start saying slichos last night. So just to give a little structure, meaning of the slichos, how they operate. So when it comes to Sfaradim, have been saying slichos since Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the Shulchan Aruch writes that is the minhag of the Sfaradim. The Ashkenazim only start Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and then if it's depending on when Rosh Hashanah falls out, it's we want a minimum of 4 days before the onset of Rosh Hashanah. The reason for the minimum of 4 days, there are a few reasons cited, but one is a very fascinating one, is that when it comes to the korban that is brought on each of the chagim, normally it says v'hikravtem ola, and when it comes to the korban of Rosh Hashanah, the luslich has changed. The pasuk does not say v'hikravtem, but rather it says v'asisem ola, you shall make yourself an ola, not v'hikravtem, you shall sacrifice, you shall bring, but you shall make yourself. And therefore, the avoda is to make yourself into a korban. And in general, when it comes to korban, you set aside the animal a minimum of 4 days before the hakravas hakorban to make sure it has no mumim. You investigate it to make sure it has no blemishes. And that's the practice of starting slichos minimally 4 days before Rosh Hashanah starts. And therefore, and on a Motzei Shabbos, so therefore this year when Rosh Hashanah is towards the beginning of the week, we accelerate, we start slichos a little bit early. But the idea is, this is a time when you go ahead and examine yourself for mumim, because it's the asisem ola. The ideal time to say slichos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, is ba'ashmores haboker. Ashmores haboker means really early in the morning. Basically, people used to wake up for vasikin. So a little before that, a little before vasikin is the ideal time. That's the ace slicha, the ace ratzon. That's the time to go ahead and say slichos. Because of the advent of modern technology, and here I refer to electricity, people tend to stay up much later than they used to. We wake up earlier, we stay up later, and therefore the minhag became a little different. Those who daven vasikin still wake up a half hour before vasikin to daven bashmores haboker. Many people today do not do that, although that is the ideal. And there are different minhagim. Some daven a little earlier. If they normally daven at 7, they'll daven at 6:30. Daven a little earlier to go ahead and say their slichos. Other people will say it after chatzos. It became a minhag for convenience reasons to say, not a minhag, a practice, to say it, let's say, at 10 o'clock at night, and that the poskim are not happy with at all. That is certainly not at all an ace ratzon. It's either in the morning or after chatzos. Rav Moshe says, b'shas hatchak, you could say it at 10 o'clock, but that is not the ideal time to say slichos. When it comes to the structure of slichos, just to give it a little bit of a flavor, you'll notice that the structure of slichos is very, very similar to, let's say, a tefilas mincha, where you open up with an ashrei, then there's a chatzi kadesh, then you have the slichos, and then afterwards you have tachanun. And that, in a real sense, highlights the fact that the slichos are really like a shmona esrei. You have the ashrei, the chatzi kadesh, the slichos, that's your shmona esrei, and then tachanun afterwards. So the idea of the slichos is what Rav Soloveitchik points out, because the Ramah writes there is a minog that the person who's davening slichos should daven the tefilos all day long. He should be the chazan all day long. We do not apparently follow that practice. Many do not follow that practice. But if you daven slichos, then the rest of the tefilos are yours for the rest of the day. Rav Soloveitchik explained that idea is because the idea of slichos is it's a tefila that your tefilos of the day should be niskabel. It's a tefila that to kind of jumpstart the rest of your tefilos of that day. You start Ashmaros HaBoker, and then that sets up your tefilos for the day. So it's appropriate to have the same chazan davening all of the tefilos. Again, many shuls do not have that practice, but that is kind of the idea. Is a tefila to enhance, to intensify our sense of tefila, and therefore that middle part is a Shmona Esrei-like davening. Certainly, the most important part of the slichos are the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. And when Bnei Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, so Moshe Rabbeinu davened for their Slicha U'mechila V'kapara, and it's through the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim that Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu that is the way that we got our tshuva, and therefore just like during the time in the Midbar when Bnei Yisrael were Chote with the Chet HaEgel, we were not forsaken, Hashem still took us back, He still loves us. So to today, we embark on those Yud Gimel Midos, we call upon those Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim to have our sense of closeness to Hashem. We use those are kind of a ticket to use to engage and to get that sense of Slicha, Mechila, Vekapara. The Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, therefore, must be said, they're like, again, Shmona Esrei, like they must be said with a minyan, and they must be said standing up. Whereas other parts of the davening of the Slichos can be said sitting down, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim do require a minyan and do require standing up. If for some reason you're saying slichos without a minyan, so you would skip the parts of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, but those have to be said standing up. Have an excellent day.